Rise and shine, everyone. It is Monday, August 17th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to kick things off, let's head over to the presidential election. We're less than 3 months away, and Joe Biden has a 9% advantage on President Trump. Currently, 50% of registered voters claim that they would vote for Mr. Biden if the election took place right now. But before the former vice president can get too comfortable, the poll did find that across the board, voters are not very excited about him as a candidate. Mr. Biden is being perceived as more negatively rather than positively among the broader electorate, according to the Wall Street Journal. And here's an interesting statistic. 58% of the voters who support Joe Biden are doing so because they simply oppose President Trump rather than them being supportive of him as a candidate. The ironic thing is that this type of support is very similar to President Trump's in the 2016 election, as voters weren't necessarily enthusiastic for President Trump, but rather they just really opposed Hillary Clinton. Now moving forward, even with Kamala Harris on Mr. Biden's ticket as VP, there is still a lot of uncertainty ahead, especially so for markets. Many investors are actually betting on volatility and the market collapsing later this year, and this speculation is fueled by concerns that President Trump may potentially try to delay the election or limit mail-in voting. Now, if you combine those external factors with the relatively weak economy and the rising coronavirus infections, then it's not too difficult to understand why investors are pessimistic about the near-term future. On the other hand, all major U.S. indexes have done fairly well this year, all things considered, as the S&P 500 has increased by 4.4%, and a new stimulus package could be a major catalyst in extending economic and market growth to the end of this year. Now for our third story of the day, the U.S. Postal Service is under the spotlight for several new policies which will result in mail delays, higher prices, and cutbacks during a time where millions of Americans will be voting via mail. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that she is calling the House back into session and ending the summer recess to vote on legislation to prohibit the agency from making any changes to policies that had been implemented as of January 1st of this year. Many are claiming that these new policies were being implemented to help President Trump as he's trying to quote-unquote undermine the agency ahead of the election. And interestingly enough, the Postmaster General and President Trump have been close friends and long-term allies, which presents another difficulty for the agency. Now, Democratic lawmakers are demanding that the Postal Service leadership testify at an emergency oversight hearing in exactly 1 week from today. As for other big issues taking place right now, President Trump added WeChat to the list of banned Chinese apps in America. WeChat, which is in no way, shape, or form affiliated to WeWork, has over 1.2 billion users worldwide, and it's positioned itself as the go-to place for Chinese users, companies, and the government to communicate, according to the Wall Street Journal. Unfortunately, the impact of this move extends way beyond just politics. Many Chinese Americans depend on the app to communicate with family in China, and many American businesses use it to communicate with their clients in China. However, President Trump has made it very clear that the app raises concerns over national security and that there is a high probability that Apple and Google will have to remove WeChat from their app stores. Now, Apple and Google both received a significant amount of criticism over the weekend due to their decision to remove Fortnite from their app stores over fee issues. Fortnite, which has a track history for being disruptive, had introduced a new way for players to make game-in purchases while avoiding having to pay the 30% cut that the two companies charge for any digital transactions within the app. Now, Fortnite's creator, Epic Games, is suing both of the tech giants over anti-competitive behavior and monopolistic practices. Anyways, folks, that's all we've got for you today. I hope everyone has a great day, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.